The Buffalo Stampede by Namay Whiting Berry. One of the stories Grandpa Edwin Whiting used to tell was about when he and his first three wives were crossing the plains to reach the Salt Lake Valley. Late one afternoon they saw a cloud of dust in the distance, which struck terror in their hearts. They knew, as the dust rolled toward them, that it was a herd of stampeding buffalo. Grandpa grabbed a whip and ran toward them. He made his stand, and cracked his whip at the leaders of the thundering herd. Gradually, the big beasts turned, inch by inch. The noise and dust were almost more than he could stand, but the black whip cracked unceasingly. Grandpa kept stepping back, so that he would not be trampled to death under the hooves of the maddened animals. The buffalo crowded him toward the wagon, but the black whip cracked on, with a power beyond human strength. The hysterical children clung to the terrified women, as they stood helpless, and watched Grandpa fight a lone battle with the thousands of crazed buffaloes. It seemed an eternity before they saw him stagger backward and up to the wagon tongue, as the last of the now tiring beasts stampeded by the camp. A straggler passed over the wagon tongue, as Grandpa fell exhausted to the ground. His arm was swollen from his shoulder to his fingertips, and looked as if he had been bitten by a rattlesnake. The black whip had caused the lead buffaloes to turn just enough that the herd missed annihilating the wagon train of pioneers. Grandpa said, "I didn't fight the battle alone, the Lord was there too."